When you see the Son of Man lifted up, then you will realize that I am. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because we started Mass late, a very, very short homily. When you look at our readings, what we have there is in that first reading, the Israelite people are doing what? They're grumbling, they're complaining. And do you know what they're grumbling and complaining about? It's that God keeps giving them miraculous food every day. And they just don't want it anymore. That God is providing from them manna in the midst of the desert where nothing is growing. He's miraculously feeding them for many, many years, 40 years. And they're complaining because it's not to their taste anymore. Because they want something different. And so what does their complaining do? It does the same thing that your and my complaining does to other people. It bites them like serpents. And so too, God sent seraph serpents to bite the people to show them what their complaining was doing, was biting, was snapping with serpentine precision and venom. That's what our complaining does. When we complain, we bite one another with those stinging and poisonous words. So God let them feel that. And many of them died, but he gave them a remedy. When a seraph was mounted upon a pole and they gazed upon it, they were healed. Everyone who did. And everyone who didn't died. Everyone who looked upon this image was saved. Why? Not because the seraph had power, but because their faith was a repentance and a turning back to God. And so that is what Jesus is talking about in the gospel, that if we would but look upon the Son of Man who is raised up, we too shall be healed from whatever it is that is assailing us. To look upon him, to put our trust in him, that is what the cross is. That's what he's speaking about. And when you and I generously let go of whatever those silly things it is that we're complaining about, those silly things that we think that we must have in order to be whole, which we think that's what our sins are. And we look to him, and especially as we place our trust in him in the great sacrament which he has given us in the confessional, we are healed. Those who don't die in their sins, as Jesus said, but those who turn to him generously with faith and trust in him and his sacraments, each are saved. Let's ask our Lord for that same faith and to use the graces which he's given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.